Welcome to the Project Fitness Podcast for fitness professionals and fitness enthusiasts who want to be better at life. Fitness is the greatest investment of anyone's life. However, it's not easily obtained, and anyone who says different is just plain wrong. Join award-winning personal trainer and strength conditioning coach Chris Fudge every Monday as he explores all aspects of fitness that can lead you to your optimal health. Welcome to another episode of the Project Fitness Podcast, 10-Minute How-Tos. And in this 10 minutes, I'm going to discuss a podcast episode that I just released regarding inflammation. What is inflammation? How does inflammation affect the body? Pros, cons. I had Elizabeth Yarnell on, and Elizabeth Yarnell is a inflammation specialist, an expert. She was able to talk about some illnesses that she had, how she got over them. A thing she does in her own practice, utilizing cookbooks and specific ways of eating a certain way to make your body a little bit less inflamed. What I was hoping to get out of the episode was, what is the definition of inflammation? What is inflammation? What causes inflammation? How do we test for inflammation? And what can we take away from this to see if someone is inflamed and then how to remove inflammation? She didn't really address that in so much detail, so I thought I would do it now. And I think there's no easier way to do that than to just explain, first off, what is inflammation. People think that inflammation is bad. I will have a client come in on a Monday morning. Lots of clients come in on a Monday morning and they say the same thing. I feel very inflamed. Now, I've asked a lot of different health professionals, what does that mean? And some people say things like, oh, they probably had the symptoms of. Elizabeth was great to say that inflammation could be any of these symptoms. It could be joint pain. It could be puffiness under the eyes. It could be irritable bowel syndrome. It could be bloating. It could be constipation. She even mentioned that itchy anus at one point. Could be inflammation. Golfer's elbow, swimmer's itch, tennis elbow, whatever it is. There's something in there that is a symptom that could be inflammation. Okay, but what is exactly inflammation? Can you test for it? Well, inflammation is a protective response to the body of something that is harmful. So it's a reaction to something that is harmful. So think of it like this. If you hurt yourself, let's say you cut yourself or you get a burn or something along those lines, the body will actually have an inflammatory response to this harmful action that just happened. What it's going to do is it's going to it's going to send white blood cells to the area. This would be addressing triggers such as illnesses, such as viruses, such as if you have allergies, toxins, bacteria, even food sensitivities, like bad food goes into the body will then have an inflammatory response to it. You will see this a lot in refined or ultra processed foods, specifically carbohydrates. So the way the body responds, a inflammatory response, let me give an example. You cut yourself or you get a splinter. There's a good one. It's summertime. People are getting splinters. So let's say you get a splinter in your nearby white blood cells are going to take action. They're going to start releasing this chemical known as histamine. What does histamine do? Well, histamine tells the capillaries nearby to open up. Oh, that's nice. Well, why is that nice? Well, the capillaries open up, blood plasma enters the tissue area, slowing down any foreign invaders that might have entered with the splinter. This could be dirt. Dirt comes in, bacteria comes in, the body's like, whoa, we don't want any more of that in there. So we're going to make sure we get that out. We're going to block it. This will cause some kind of swelling. Swelling sometimes is good. Swelling sometimes is bad. Anytime you get an injury on the body and there's a swelling there, it's kind of a way to protect you. It's creating a bubble or a shield around this area so it doesn't get more injured or more worse. More white blood cells clean the area, releasing more chemicals, ones called cytokines, which signal more white blood cells come to the area. Kind of like there's a fight breaking out at school, right? And then one or two people see the fight and they run over and they start trying to get through the crowd, right? That's the capillaries opening up, right? The histamines are trying to get through the crowd. The capillary opens up. Then more teachers come in. The teachers come in, what they're going to do is they're going to try to break up the fight as the fight goes on. More teachers, or more capillaries open up from more histamines, more teachers in there, they break up the fight, and then everyone gets better. That's kind of what's happening when you have an inflammatory response. So is inflammatory good? Is inflammatory response bad? Well, it's usually always going to be good because it's going to make you better long term. So inflammation is good because the body's protecting itself. Now that is acute inflammation. We need that. But there's a bad type of inflammation as well, known as chronic inflammation. This can happen in so many different ways. The most common is usually an autoimmune disorder. So your body is kind of allergic to something that you're putting in on a regular basis. This occurs when the immune system goes into an action, kind of like fighting off foreign substances, But there might not actually be the foreign substances resulting in damage or non-infected tissues. This happens over time. It takes its toll on the body being attacked. So inflammation is a response to something negative on the body. Question that I was asking, Elizabeth, is can you test for this? Can you see if there's any reactions in the body happening when there's any inflammation? She wasn't too sure of this, but I'm too sure that there is ways that you can test. You get a blood test, something as simple as CRP, C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein, and those numbers are high, indicates that there's an inflammatory response by the protein being higher on the blood test than normal. It's a reactive protein to something in the body. You can get inflammation scans or you get brain scans. It can show pockets of inflammation in the body as well. When you look at things like degenerative disease or cognitive decline, also known as like Alzheimer's, dementia, those types of diseases, there is a large amount of inflammation. Some experts will even call them type 3 diabetes, inflammation of the brain. Cancers, there's always a lot of inflammation. Obesity, there's always a lot of inflammation. Inflammation is not good for our bodies. You can test to see if you have a lot. But what do you do when you have that? Test comes back, says, okay, my CRP scores are high. There's a lot of inflammation in my body. What do I do? Well, the first thing I would do is I would remove high inflammatory causing things in your life. These could be toxins. You could end up using a lot of plastics in your life, a lot of creams and chemicals, a lot of different cleaning products in your house. I would remove all those right away. But when I think the largest contributor to inflammation in the body, I think it's food. I really, really, really think it is food. I do not think it is meat, by the way. I think it is food. So much food today has been highly processed, ultra processed. It's not even recognizable anymore. It's crazy. If you take a piece of meat and you throw it outside on the ground, give that thing a half hour, it is gone. Something in nature found it, ate it, insects ate it, demolished it and stuff. You can take some weird things like marshmallows, take a marshmallow, throw it outside on the ground. It'll be there in a week. Nature said, we're not eating that, or we're not breaking that down. They recognize it's actually not that going to be that beneficial for it. But there's so many inflammatory responses that happen. Now, some of the symptoms that Elizabeth was talking about, I hear all the time with clients, and they're true. And this is how you clearly determine if some food you have is good for you versus some food you have is bad for you. If you eat food and you get some symptoms afterwards or the following day, it's safe to say it's probably not good for you. So an example is if you eat something and you get itchiness in your throat, you might be having an allergic response to it. If you eat something and you get stuffed up, all of a sudden you're producing more mucus, you're having an inflammatory response to it. If you eat something and your joints hurt the next day or later on that afternoon, you're having an allergic reaction to it or an inflammatory response to it. Bloating, digestive stress, bad bowel movements. You have to understand that that's your body's way of telling you what you just put in your mouth is not good for you. You are then going to have an inflammatory response. I've had clients before who've had skin conditions. They would eat things like chicken as their only source of protein. Next thing you know it, they're getting rashes. They're getting rashes around the elbows, rashes around the knees. And they're taking these different medicines to try to deal with it and nothing is working. But guess what? They continue to eat the chicken that they are allergic to. Now, are they allergic to chicken or are they allergic to that type of chicken? Well, in one specific case, I had a woman who would consume chicken as her only source of protein, would not have any red meat. She had all these rashes. The chicken she had was grocery store chicken. Now, grocery store chicken is probably full of linoleic acid, which meant it probably fed off corn, fed off grains, and you know the corn and the grains in that chicken, throwing a little bit of hormones there, some antibiotics. All of a sudden, that chicken is full of linoleic acid. Linoleic acid is one of the PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids. When it gets into our body as a human, we can't really break it down and digest it like a ruminant animal can. Example, a cow has three stomachs, can break stuff down a lot better than humans can. So we end up storing it in our body. And then eventually, once it gets stored for too long, your body starts reacting to it with a negative effect, such as a rash. This woman ate store-bought chicken all the time. And I said, hey, let's just try a little experiment here. Let's remove it for a week. Let's switch the chicken with the beef and see what happens. 24 hours later, she reported her rashes were less, but a third less. 48 hours, she reported her rashes were more than half gone. By day 3, all of her rashes were gone. She had no more rash. 72 hours later, she had been dealing with these rashes for over 5 years. The craziest thing
was she'd seen many different medical professionals that would help her with her rashes. And they were giving her medicines, a massive amount of anti-inflammatories. They were giving her creams, and nothing was working. It was literally her body reacting to something that she was putting in that was not good, causing a chronic amount of inflammation. And as soon as she put a food or a product in there that did not do that, her body was able to take care of itself. I've had clients before come in with runny noses in the morning, and they would be eating a clean diet based on some of the conversations we had, except for one thing. This one woman specifically, I said, listen, I think there's something you're eating at breakfast that is causing this. Because she'd always come in stuffed up, runny nose. And she said, it was only in the morning and it never happened. I would train her sometimes in the morning and I would train her sometimes after work. Never happened after work. I said, there's something you're eating. I think you're having an allergic reaction to or an inflammatory response. Turns out her breakfast was very simple. However, she'd always have some dairy product with her coffee, be like soy milk or oat milk or something that's not even dairy or like fake dairy in her thing. And I'd say, just tomorrow morning, try not having any. Just have a black coffee and come on in because I think that might be the thing. Sure enough, she comes in and she's smiling and laughing because she's like, my nose is out running this morning. She was having a reaction to the variation of dairy that she was putting into her coffee. So the body can tell you. The body will tell you when you're having an inflammatory response to something in your diet. It's very, very quick. It's very, very clear. So we now know what inflammation is. It's your body kind of protecting itself against something that you've put into your body, whether it's toxin, food, poison, or an injury of some sort. Your body is fighting itself to heal itself. For a lot of people with chronic inflammation, you can get it tested with specific blood tests. You can look at symptoms and you can use biofeedback to determine if the things you're doing are making this worse, remove it. If it gets better, then you know right away, okay, I was inflamed. Now I can get rid of it by not putting this stuff into my body. So Elizabeth was a great guest on the podcast. I just wanted to address a couple of things that I was hoping she would kind of touch on a little bit more. These are a few examples from people I've worked with as well. And then some information that I know when it comes to using blood work to determine inflammatory situations in the body. So that is our 10 minute. Oh my goodness, we went over 10 minutes. That is my 10 plus minute session on inflammation. What is it? How do we treat it? And so forth. Thank you.
Never stop learning because life never stops teaching. If you've learned at least one thing from this podcast and your mission is to help other people, please share this podcast with them. And a reminder, we will be releasing one episode every Monday for the entire year. So make sure to hit subscribe so you get the updated information as soon as possible. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. And thank you so much for allowing me to be part of it.